So, guys, we're sitting here right up against the draft here, and this is my 14th year of covering the National Football League. I've been here down for the films many years watching tape with you guys, trying to learn, and I look at this draft and I go, my mock draft is ruined. I can't figure out who to put in even the top five. Would you say this is the toughest year to figure it out, Jaws, who's going to go early?
I would probably say yes, and I think the reason, and by the way, I've been around the NFL for 40 years. So
1973,
yeah,
right?
A few longer. Wow. Hopefully I can give you a little bit of insight, but understand this. The draft is a crapshoot. No matter what year it is, no one really knows. But the fact that there's a lack of, a marquee quarterback, you know, it really kind of changes the dynamic of the draft, because usually we come in and we sit around and go, hey, it's going to be these three quarterbacks. It's going to be a battle for them. Where's it going to lay out? You know, everyone's projecting, making their analysis. This year we don't have that. I think the best quarterback is Geno Smith, and he may not even go in the first round, although I think he's a top 10 pick. That's just my personal opinion. So I think that's what makes this draft so unique and so hard to pinpoint.
We're talking about offensive tackles and offensive guards.
Right.
I mean, they're not tackle is somewhat of a sexy position, but guard is certainly not. And there's two guys who, my guess is, on most people's boards, you'll have two guards who are top 10, top 12, but it's real hard for an organization that hasn't played well for the GM to stand up and say, we just took an offensive guard at number 9, let's say. That's a tough thing to do.